And welcome back to Coast, another hour to go with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and your phone calls from criticalhealthnews.com. We haven't quite crushed their server yet. Give it a try. criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call just to keep and call for advice, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Back with more of your calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com with us. This is our final hour to go where we'll take your calls. Ben, this very heartwarming and very sad email in from Ron, one of our great listeners. He wants to know if you know about Xald, A-L-D. He says, my grandson, 8 years old, needs prayers. He's tested positive for X-ALD. There is no cure. It is very rare disease. It affects the adrenals, liver, nerves, the brain, life expectancy, 2 to 10 years.
You know what, Ed? That's one of those, docs always saying how there's no real genetic diseases. And what he means by that is that when the baby is being created in the womb, when the baby is being developed in the womb, depending on the environment of the womb, the genes will be more or less healthy. So if the environment of the womb is not nutritionally correct, what ends up happening is you can get these kinds of genetic issues, and it's just heartbreaking. You're absolutely correct.
Adrenoleukodystrophy.
Yeah, what you want to do is you want to be very, very, very kind and gentle to the kid's body. That means no foods that mess up the digestive system, staying away from foods that spike the blood sugar, making sure he's on a good, solid nutritional supplement program. I get him on the Healthy Start Pack, making sure he's doing vegetable juices, being very gentle and kind with the body, and that's pretty much what you're going to have to do when you have an issue like this. It is absolutely heartbreaking, but you can improve his quality of life. Don't worry necessarily about curing or reversing. What you want to do is you want to improve the kid's quality of life, and you do that by making sure that you're giving him all the good stuff and avoiding the bad stuff, especially, by the way, protein for helping the body build.
It's neurological, so I guess it stems from the brain?
No, it has to do with cells.
Really?
Cell membranes, yeah. And interestingly, it mostly affects boys. It has to do with the X chromosome and the adrenal glands.
Okay, to the phones now we go again. Charles in Florida, east of the Rockies. Charles, go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, George Norrie.
Welcome, sir.
I have three quick questions to ask.
Okay.
The first question, how does a person get rid of skin tag warts under their arms?
Gotcha. Okay, you want to do one at a time, or you want to get?
Let's go one at a time, Ben.
Okay, skin tags, or you want to regard that as a blood sugar issue? It's either pre-diabetes or diabetes. It's a sign that the blood sugar is starting to get thrown off. Anytime you have weird growths anywhere in the body, it's a good chance that the body's not handling sugar well. Skin tags are a classic sign of diabetes or pre-diabetes. So again, working on your blood sugar, using the sweeties from Longevity, the ultimate niacin, the ultimate selenium, staying away from foods that spike your blood sugar. It's so tragic to me, all of the things that are associated with blood sugar, because it's so darn easy to reduce blood sugar. We're not cursed to have elevated blood sugar. It's strictly a dietary issue and a nutritional supplement issue.
Is there a way to get rid of them?
Well, you can burn them off, but they're going to come back. So what you might want to consider doing is using something like alpha hydroxy acid or liquid nitrogen at a dermatologist.
Which is freezing, right?
Freezing, liquid nitrogen, or mm-hmm. They can also use something called retinol, which can help dissolve the skin tags. But they're going to come back as long as you don't take care of the metabolic, the biochemical issues. And the thing is, the skin tags may be unpleasant, but you're running higher risks for kidney disease, you're running higher risks for cardiovascular disease, for cancer, for all kinds of things if you don't get that blood sugar under control. So it's so darn important to focus, after the digestive system, to focus on blood sugar health, especially, by the way, if you have weight problems. You know, that's another hidden cause of obesity and weight issues is messed up blood sugar. So focusing on the blood sugar is not only going to help you with your skin tags and reduce diseases further on down the road, but it's also a very important weight loss strategy using things like the sweeties from Longevity and other anti-diabetic formulations.
I see. The other two quick questions I'd like to know. My dad is suffering with severe pain all through his body. Mm-hmm. He got pain in his legs. He got pain.
How old is he?
He's 80 years old.
Well, That's called neuropathy, it sounds like, which is also a blood sugar issue. So you and your dad can have a health project together. It may also, at this point, he may want to consider some body work as well.
He got pain all through his body, severe pain. It's in his legs.
That's awful. I can only imagine.
Is he belly?
Yeah, that sounds like neuropathy, which is, again, a blood sugar and diabetes issue. And it's pretty normal for somebody in their 80s, unfortunately, the way we, the standard American diet, the way we live our lives, for the blood sugar to get messed up at that age. So you want to, again, just like with you, do the sweeties from longevity, stay away from foods that spike your blood sugar, ultimate niacin, ultimate selenium. Focus on the blood sugar, and don't overthink. You know, we have these ideas that it has to be really complicated. It's not complicated because there are these leverage points, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid system that control everything. So when you work on these leverage points, you will get multiple benefits for all the other systems of the body. Don't overthink. Go to the simple building blocks, the simple components that underlie all of these various symptoms that you're describing.
And you have one more for us, Charles.
The last quick question is, if a person had gallstones in their gallbladder about a year ago, like my dad did, but they never removed the gallbladder, and so he still has his gallbladder with supposedly a gallstone in it.
Ultimate enzymes.
Would that cause pain?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah, it can cause pain.
Well, like a kidney stone, isn't
Absolutely.
It, Ben?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Gallbladder pain, gallstone pain? Oh, my gosh. They don't always cause pain. You can have, as I was saying earlier, silent stones. So just because you don't have pain doesn't mean you don't have a problem. But if you have gallstones or even any kind of gallbladder pain, that's just ungodly pain. Oh, my goodness.
You mentioned neuropathy. I'm hearing more and more about neuropathy these days.
Deterioration of the nerves. Neuro, nerves, pathy, pathology. It's a deterioration of the nerves, and it's a classic sign of dysglycemia or messed up blood sugar. And again, you know, we hear these things, we say these things over and over and over again, and this is such powerful information because it means by controlling these little leverage points, you can take care of neuropathies and obesity, cardiovascular diseases and Alzheimer's disease and kidney problems, all by taking care of these basic building blocks, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, the adrenal thyroid system. Relax the body, make sure you're stabilizing the blood sugar, control and staying away from problem foods, and getting on a solid, good, well-rounded nutritional supplement program, which is what we have at Longevity, the Healthy Start Pack.
Let's go to Patty in Seattle. Hello, Patty. Good morning.
Hello, George. Hi, Ben. How are
hey,
you guys
Patty.
Doing?
Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's really a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Fuchs. I've got three people I'm concerned about. One of them is myself, but I'll leave me to last. A friend of ours was nearly killed in a bicycle accident last year, and he had myasthenia gravis before the accident, and they're taking care of it by using IVIG, or immune globulin, but they're giving him too much, and he's getting side effects from it. He really had digestive issues as a result of them giving 80 milligrams a day of prednisone for months on end. And so now he's off of that, and we're trying to get the doctor to reduce the IVIG to just the amount that he needs. What has happened to him is just, and this is, applies to me too, is global deconditioning from being laid flat on your back for 4 or more months. Without being able to move. And I think we both took metabolic damage from it. In his case, he's in his late 60s, 6'2", and he weighs 150 pounds now, and he can barely move when he was a super athletic guy.
Sad.
Riding his bicycle everywhere. And we're trying to help him get back into shape. I know he needs muscle mass, but and same with me. But in my case, I went to bed weighing 144, and 4 months later got out of bed weighing 171. I've never, it's like somebody handed me a 25-pound bag of rice, and I can't put it down, and it's causing me so much pain. But I can't figure out how to lose the weight now.
Well, you're both malnourished. That's the problem. And you both have the same issue, the same cause, but you're responding differently. You know, putting on body weight is one of the ways the body deals with severe stress. And so your body is under severe stress, and that's another reason why we put on body weight is because our stress hormone goes up. And for your friend, he's the prednisone, probably like one of the callers was talking earlier, did a number on his digestive system, and he's not absorbing nutrients. Myasthenia gravis, by the way, is an autoimmune disease. I love these diagnostic terms. And I always tell people, don't even pay attention to your diagnosis. There's only one disease, George. And Jane, was it? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, ma'am. Jane?
It's Patty.
Betty.
Patty,
one...
Patty.
Say again, Maddie?
Patty.
Oh, Addie. Okay.
Patty.
Oh, Patty. Okay. Sorry.
Take the wax out of your ears, Fuchs.
Sorry about that. Okay. So, Patty and George, there's only one disease, even though there's 12,800 different diagnoses.
By the way, there's special eardrops from Youngevity for you, Ben, if you need it.
I appreciate that. So, there's only one disease, and that's basically your body falling apart. And you can call it myasthenia gravis or fibromyalgia or multiple sclerosis or whatever you want to call it. These are just Latin terms for things that are happening in the body. Myasthenia gravis basically means your muscles aren't working and it's serious. Gravis means serious. Myasthenia means your muscles aren't working. So this is a diagnosis. Your muscles aren't working and it's serious. So that doesn't tell you anything. Basically what's happening is when you have myasthenia gravis is you have an autoimmune disease. That means the immune system is somehow attacking the muscles. Myasthenia gravis, like all autoimmune diseases, needs to be backtracked to toxicity that's getting into the blood through the digestive system. And this is a very important point because 80 million or more Americans have autoimmune diseases, and many of them have two autoimmune diseases, and doctors have zero, zippo, nada, not a single health strategy for dealing with an autoimmune disease except to shut down the immune system, which is absolute craziness if you understand how the body works. But if you can stop the stream of toxicity from getting into the bloodstream at the level of the digestive system, your symptoms will almost immediately begin to resolve themselves. Now, depending on how deteriorated you are, it may take you months or even years to completely recover, but you can stop the bleeding immediately, so to speak. And that means you patch up the digestive system by first eliminating problem foods, staying away from foods that mess anything up. And you'll know, your friend will know, at this point he's further down the road, he's pretty far down the road, but most people with an autoimmune disease will know that certain foods make their symptoms get worse. So you lay off those problem foods, you get on your nightly essence from Youngevity, you get on your ultimate enzymes, you make sure you're using apple cider vinegar with all of your meals, you focus on digestive health. That move alone will cause almost all symptoms to begin to resolve nearly immediately. It's so important because other than that, you're helpless. There's nothing they can do, and they'll tell you there's nothing they can do because it's the immune system attacking itself. There's no drugs for that.
All right, let's go to Tom with a text. What do you have, or a tweet, Tommy?
This is a tweet from Steven. I wake up with a very dry mouth 3 to 6 times a night, rarely wake up rested. I'm 54 years old.
Dry mouth, what is that?
Dry mouth. Well, you know, George, when you were a young broadcaster, I don't know if you ever got nervous when you're on the air.
Never.
You? Okay. Well, some people, when they get nervous, will get dry mouth, right? Dry mouth is a sign that your stressed nervous system is activated. Getting up in the middle of the night is also a sign that your stressed nervous system is activated. So something is kicking, what's called the sympathetic nervous system is kicking in the middle of the night, and the most likely cause of that, and this is actually the most likely cause of the periodic insomnia where you get up and you can't go back to sleep or you get up several times in the middle of the night, is a drop in blood sugar. Blood sugar drops in the middle of the night, your body will kick in with stress hormone and you'll wake up. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure you're keeping your blood sugar stable throughout the night, but doing a little bit of protein before you go to bed and making sure that you're on the sweeties maybe before you're going to bed, or magnesium. The Osteomag from Youngevity, not only is magnesium important for helping relax you, but magnesium is also important for helping stabilize your blood sugar. So making sure you're doing a little Osteomag before you go to bed and a little bit of protein before you go to bed, and then taking care of your blood sugar, as we talked about earlier. That's true for our friend who's waking up because of the dry mouth. That's a little extreme, actually, the dry mouth. But a lot of people just wake up in the middle of the night. There's also Sleepies from Youngevity, which is a melatonin product that you can use if you want to just stay asleep. But I'd be more focusing on the blood sugar if I were you.
We are taking phone calls with Pharmacist Ben. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. The toll-free number to call for advice, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Jennifer in Los Angeles is with us. Hi, Jen. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah. So I just have a question about 6 years or so ago, I broke a bone, and the doctor prescribed pain medication, and I was on it for far longer than I should have been. Just kept prescribing it and prescribing it, and I've managed to get off of it now, but I'm worried about, you know, the damage it may have caused to my body, and I'm wondering if there's anything that you would suggest I take.
What was the medication, Jennifer, that you were on? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, it was Vicodin.
Did the bone heal?
Yes. Well, it did, you know, it still gives me a little grief from time to time.
You want to be a bodybuilder, Jennifer. You got to be a bodybuilder. You got to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm just exaggerating. I'm kidding a little bit, but that's the direction you want to head, is you want to start building the body. So you want to make sure you're doing lots of quality protein. You want to make sure eggs and seafood, and if you're not a, you know, not a vegan, I assume, eggs and seafood.
Okay.
And then also bone broth, chicken broth, anything you can do to build up what's called the connective tissue. I'd be getting on the glucogel caps from Longevity. Make sure you're doing the Healthy Start Pack as
well. Any fallout, Ben, from the Vicodin?
You know, the Vicodin didn't help, that's for sure, but it sounds like she's off of the Vicodin. But the Vicodin and the opiates in general, the morphine and the opiates that we were talking about earlier, they will just completely rag on the digestive system. They will shut
that's
down.
That's an issue I've been having as well, is issues with my GI.
Clogged?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big problem. You definitely get yourself on, the Osteomag from Longevity acts like a little bit of a loosener for the bowels. Also, what I like to do is I grind up flax seeds every day and mix them up. You'll love this, George. I mix them up with a little turmeric and then some cinnamon and ginger. And then if I'm so inspired, I'll put a little honey in there. Otherwise, I'll just put some water in there and I drink that down. Maybe a teaspoonful of ground flax seeds every day. That'll help keep the bowels regular. And also, it's great for women to help you clear out a little bit of excess estrogen. I should also tell mention that we take – a lot of folks write us letters at criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com. If you can't get through today on the phone or you don't want to call – write us a letter at criticalhealthnews.com, and if you throw a note in there, Jennifer, it says you spoke to me at criticalhealthnews.com, write a note and say you spoke to me, I'll send you out a freebie Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me.
Oh, good for you, Ben. Okay. And now you're going to have 9,000 Jennifers write you.
So I don't know. Well, we'll be on the honor system here, hopefully.
You need a code or something like that. You know what we'll do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Jennifer give Tom a code word that you'll use in the email, and he'll give it to you.
Okay, good
is
idea.
Is that fair? Okay. Tom, take the call on Jennifer, if you would. And let's go to Ellen in New York. Welcome. Well, I don't know. We're out of time. We're going to come back for final phone calls. So let's do that. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Wow, this night is flying by. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. That's the number to call for assistance. They're there all the time. If you don't get through tonight or tomorrow, try the next day. They will help you out. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs at criticalhealthnews.com. Crush the website. They're doing a pretty good job trying to get to you, Ben, but they haven't stopped it yet.
On the website?
Criticalhealthnews.com. And 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. That's the number to call for assistance. Let's go right to the calls. They are lining up for you. Let's go to Ellen in New York. Hello, Ellen. Go ahead.
Hey, Ellen.
Yes. I have a question on cataracts or lens opacity. If someone uses vitamin B1, the water-soluble, 1,000 milligrams for an entire year, will there be any effect on the size of that cataract?
Well, like we were saying earlier, the cataract, once it's there, is like a damaged lens. But the thiamine is, you're right on track with the thiamine. Vitamin B1 is phenomenally important for blood sugar control. And consequently, it also plays a major role in eye health and in cardiovascular health. I was just reading about thiamine for breast cancer. So thiamine is just wonderfully important. In fact, something very interesting about thiamine that I learned as a compounding pharmacist is mosquitoes hate thiamine. And the more thiamine you use, the less likely you're going to be to get bitten by mosquitoes. In fact, you can actually put thiamine in cream and make a natural mosquito repellent with thiamine cream, although it does break down and starts to stink after a day or two. But you make it fresh, it's a great bug repellent. But when you're taking thiamine, you got to be careful that you're taking all the B complex together. You don't want to just take one B vitamin, as important as thiamine is, and that's why the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is my go-to source for thiamine, because you get the thiamine, but you also get the B2 and the B3 and the B6 and the B12 and the entire B complex. So, yeah, thiamine is incredibly important. It will help prevent cataracts, but it's not going to reverse them once they're there, but it's got all kinds of wonderful blood sugar control benefits.
What is vitamin B3?
That one is ridiculously important. In fact, that's the one vitamin.
Is that just plain niacin?
Yeah, it's niacin. Well, don't say just plain niacin. It's amazing.
Well, I meant it's niacin.
Yeah, it's niacin, vitamin B3. All the B vitamins have a name. B1 is thiamine, B2 is riboflavin, B3 is niacin, B5 is pantothenic acid, B6 is pyridoxine. They all have various names, but niacin is the one vitamin that the body will actually synthesize on its own when it's deficient. And it's really quite amazing. In fact, niacin deficiency is associated with Alzheimer's disease and dementia, digestive health issues. Niacin deficiency is associated with blood sugar problems, with skin rashes. You know, down south in the slavery days, when they were working the cotton fields, not the slavery days, but in the antebellum days, the pre-Civil War days, when they were working the cotton fields, they would get red necks from niacin deficiency. That's where the term redneck.
If you take too much niacin, though, you flush, don't you?
The niacin flush, and you can take no-flush niacin to do that. But, yeah, niacin is just unspeakably valuable as a vitamin. Dr. Abram Hoffer wrote a book back in the 1950s about using niacin for psychiatric issues, for schizophrenia, and it actually is, to this day, a serious complementary medicine supplement for schizophrenia. We have a wonderful niacin product called the Ultimate Niacin, which you could get at criticalhealthnews.com.
Let's go next to Wayne in Tacoma, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, good evening, Sir George and Pharmacist Ben. I've got a question about something I just came across. It's called drum tree leaf or moringa leaf.
Oh, yeah, moringa.
I found out that they grind it up and dry it out, and they use it in pulse in all of the nations where people are starving, because this one leaf has over 92 minerals, vitamins, and amino acids in it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff, the moringa. Moringa oleifera, and it's getting a lot of play as a power food, and it's pretty darn incredible. I first heard about it in pharmacy school, but the moringa fruit anyway, but it's only been the last 5 or 10 years that it's been recognized as being a source of protein, one really wonderful source of protein, as well as vitamin A, building nutrients that are typically not found in plants. Things like calcium and iron and vitamin A and protein are rich in the moringa plants. It's really in the leaf itself. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Eli's with us in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Eli.
Hello. Good evening. I wanted to talk to Dr. Ben because I want to let him know that I weigh 350 pounds. I'm 5'8", 37 years old, and I'm suffering from diabetes. And I want to find out if you can recommend me what product should I take to help me out with that.
Get on the diabetic pack right away. Don't waste any time. You don't have a lot of time.
And keep up with your medication, right?
You're only 38. Are you on medication?
Yes, I am. I'm on three medications
right now.
What are you on?
I'm on metformin, and then one for cholesterol and one for high blood pressure.
Okay. Well, you'll notice that when you get on the Sweeties as well as the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack, your medicine's going to work better. And that's a really important point, because that's going to allow you to gradually wean yourself off these medications with your doctor. And this should be your number one goal. In fact, anybody who's on a medication chronically, your number one goal should be to figure out how to gradually wean yourself off with your doctor, working with your doctor, gradually wean yourself off of it. And the best way to do it is to get on a supplement program. Eli, if you get on the Healthy Start Pack and the Sweeties and the Ultimate Niacin, I would do it as soon as possible. You don't have a lot of time to waste. And it's interesting how you're on the drugs and they don't seem to be helping you anyway. What you'll notice is your medication is going to be working much more, will be much more potent, and it'll allow you to wean yourself off your meds. It's true for anybody who's on metformin or any other anti-diabetic medication. When you get on the Sweeties, you get on Ultimate Niacin, the Healthy Start Pack, and, of course, exercise a little bit and making sure that you're staying away from foods that spike your blood sugar, you'll notice that your medication is that much more potent, and it will allow you to gradually lower your dose and ultimately wean yourself off.
All right, next tweet we have from Tom, our final one. What do you have, Tom?
This is from Jimmy in Tennessee. Please ask pharmacist Ben what he thinks of yogurt in a person's diet.
Yogurt's supposed to be pretty good.
Theoretically, it is.
Acidophilus, isn't it?
That's great bacteria. That's theoretically, though, George, because a lot of yogurt is pasteurized. Of course, that destroys the cultures. And then a lot of yogurt is very sweet because we don't like, as a culture, we tend to like, we don't like the bitter or acidic taste of yogurt, so yogurt companies will sweeten it. So if you can get plain old yogurt that's not sweetened and it says it has live cultures on there, you want to look for the words live cultures. It could be a wonderful food, incredible food. You got to be okay with dairy. Some people can't do yogurt because of dairy issues, but assuming that's not the case, it's a wonderful food, and goat yogurt is the best, is the healthiest kind of yogurt, if you can find organic goat yogurt.
We've got Patrick in San Francisco. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, hi, George and Ben. I was wondering about the long-term effects of the high blood pressure medications, like the diuretics and beta blockers. I know that they deplete magnesium and potassium and awful things like that, but
awful drugs.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, they're awful drugs. The diuretics are supposed to be more benign. They're the first line of therapy for hypertension, but you'll lose your potassium and your magnesium and your calcium, which are very important for blood pressure. How ironic is that? The drugs they give you for blood pressure cause you to lose nutrients that are important for blood pressure, and the beta blockers are probably, it's hard to say the most hideous class of drugs, but the beta blockers are in the argument. A case could seriously be made for the beta blockers as being the most horrible drugs there are, but there's lots of horrible drugs, so they're just in the argument, in the discussion. And they're best weaned off of as soon as you can. If you have to be on metoprolol, you can tell because they end O-L-O-L. Funny story about the beta blockers. When I was in pharmacy school, the first beta blocker came out, and it was we got to see a movie about how it was going to revolutionize cardiovascular health. And the movie was an hour long, and the first 15 minutes was about how incredible this new beta blocker class of drugs was going to be for heart disease. And the last 45 minutes of the movie was some lady reading the side effects of the movie. And three-quarters of the movie was some lady reading the side effects. And that was propranolol or Inderal, which was the first of the beta blockers. But they're just absolutely terrible, terrible drugs.
Ben, CoQ10, how important?
Critical, absolutely critical. It's part of how cells make energy. It's especially important for the heart. And statin drugs, by the way, will deplete your body of CoQ10. So if you are on a statin drug, make sure you're taking CoQ10. But you may need the CoQ10 is what you need more than the statin drug anyway. CoQ10 mm-hmm. is not just important for the heart, though. It's important for all of the cells of the body, the liver, for detoxification, for the skin. I use it topically in my skincare formulations. It's just really unbelievably valuable.
Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hey, Bear, hope you're well.
Hello there. I certainly am, George, and what a pleasure it is to speak to you as always.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of good questions for Ben and with a comment, but I just want to say hello to you, and gosh knows, buddy, I tell you what, you're just a terrific host, and I mean, you really get to the point, and you get some great guests.
Thank you.
But anyway, Ben,
yes.
Hello there. I'm a biochemist without a PhD, as George and Tommy know.
You are a PhD?
Without.
Oh, without a PhD. But you like biochemistry, huh? You have an appreciation for biochemistry.
Oh, yes.
I love that. I'm the same way. I know exactly what you're talking about. You must love what I'm talking about here today.
Yeah, but I was a biology and chemistry major and a pharmaceutical salesman for 20 years.
Right.
So I know a fair amount about it. Anyway, my comment is, I think it's a terrible tragedy and travesty that marijuana is listed with heroin,
yeah,
opium, morphine,
yeah,
schedule or class one narcotic.
Terrible. I agree with you 100%.
And Swinger and Nixon were responsible for that. Anyway, that's my comment on that. And what do you think about these new THC and CDB or oil extracts from marijuana? A CDB I've tried because it's legal here in South Carolina.
Well, he loves it. He talked about it a little bit, but go ahead, Ben.
I'm a fan of CBD, and Yongevity's got a whole bunch of CBD products come out. I've been studying CBD since endocannabinoids, the cannabinoid family. The cannabinoid family is this family of molecules that's found not just in the marijuana plant or the hemp plant, but it's found in the human body. It's found in bacteria. It's found in trees. It's found in in various herbs. It's just an unbelievably valuable molecule. And the fact is that the marijuana plant and the hemp plant, which are from the same family, are packed with these cannabinoids, one of which is CBD. Cannabidiol is what it stands for. And this CBD, I am telling you, I cannot possibly emphasize how valuable this molecule is for seizure disorders and diabetes and inflammation and lowering your cortisol and reducing pain and the digestive system and as an antioxidant. And, I mean, it's almost endless the benefits you get from this molecule, this CBD molecule. And guess what, George? And for my biochemist friend, you're going to love this. You get your own, you make your own CBD. You make your own, your body makes your own cannabinoids from essential fatty acids, from the ultimate EFAs. And you should also know that deficiencies are very common. A lot of people don't make enough cannabinoids because they're not getting their essential fatty acids. So if you have any of these kinds of health challenges, you definitely want to get on the ultimate EFAs and help your body make these cannabinoids.
Next up, Brent is in Wisconsin. Hey, Brent, go ahead, sir.
I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. And thank you very much, Mr. Norrie. And
sure thing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fuchs. What I want to ask you, I personally have extracted CBDs and know the benefits. I've given them to epilepsy patients, and I've given them to cancer patients. My own mother, who died, unfortunately, but like she did very well. But what I really want to ask you is, what do you think about the treatment of PTSD with psilocybin?
That's great. Psilocybin is a mushroom. We were talking about mushrooms earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In the program. Are you a therapist, by the way?
I brought it up.
Are you a therapist, Brent?
Not clinically, but like, so I'm kind of an offshoot therapist.
Well, so psilocybin is very interesting. It's an excretion from fungus, and it's being used to treat cancer patients and for patients who are dying and for PTSD and anxiety issues and depression. And anything that comes from nature that grows out of the ground like that, I'm fond of those kinds of molecules. But PTSD, I don't like drugging the body to deal with emotional issues. And so while it may be beneficial, I don't have PTSD, so I can't say if somebody can benefit from it, that's great. But PTSD, I prefer people use relaxation strategies. I like people to be as self-contained as possible for these emotional kinds of issues. And PTSD, in my opinion, can be handled with things like deep breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, muscle relaxation strategies, hot baths, massages, mental and visual strategies. And we didn't talk about that today, but there's a whole the spiritual and the mental and the emotional dimensions of health and wellness are very important to address, obviously for PTSD and anxiety and mental health issues, but also for physical health issues. So focusing on those directions is where I prefer to go. But if somebody gets relief from psilocybin, go more power to them.
Next up, let's go to Leonard in Raleigh, North Carolina, east of the Rockies. Leonard, I trust you're okay after the hurricane?
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you. Hi, Dr. Ben Fuchs. How you doing?
Hey, Leonard. You're doing good.
Great. I'm a 53-year-old male. I've been on blood pressure medicine for a while. I take 100 milligrams of Tylenol with 25 milligrams of Chlorothal. And my left ankle has been swollen for almost a year now. I wanted to know what's your take on that.
Well, they're slowing down your heart to take care of your blood pressure. That's one of the. That's the way doctors work.
Right.
That's the way the medical model works is to slow down the heart to lower the blood pressure, and that of course is going to affect the circulation. So a lot of these antihypertensive drugs have that kind of effect. And also, when you open up the blood vessels pharmacologically, you also tend to have a pooling of the blood. So you want to start moving your body. That would be the first thing I would be doing. Get yourself a rebounder, mini trampoline, and start jumping up and down on that. Maybe 5 minutes a day. That'll have a dramatic effect. You may also want to get one of those devices where you hang upside down. Inversion machines or inversion devices where you hang upside down, that might be helpful for you as well. I'd also be concerned about your blood sugar, if it was me, working on the blood sugar system, because that's the major cause of hypertension as well as kidney problems, which can lead to hypertension. So get on the sweeties from Youngevity, do the Healthy Start Pack, stay away from problem foods, all the things that we've been talking about here for the the last couple hours or so in terms of keeping your blood sugar stable. And that really, you know, we've said it so many times today, George, it's just the blood sugar system, the digestive system, relax the body. It's these simple little basic things.
Common sense.
We can all do. It's like common sense.
By the way, a couple people had called your doctor. It's pharmacist, Ben.
Yes.
You're not a doctor. Doc Wallach's the doc. And Ben, thanks. We'll talk to you in several weeks, okay?
Thank you. Good to talk to you again, George. Take care.
That's pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Again, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to and the number to keep. Just keep this number and call whenever you have a question. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about magic. It's called Blackthorn's Biological Magic.